Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem Dalid. We are holding on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah, two lines from the bottom of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Rosie and Mark Friedman, Li'uli Nishmas, Rosie's dear mother, Giselle Gluck, Aleha Shalom, whose yard site was on the 11th of Sivan, the Shem Shev and Aliyah. Also, anonymously in the Zchus of Refua Shalema for Shmuel Chaim Ben Gittel, Shav Refua Shalema, Besoch, Shar Chole Yisrael, and also by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in honor of and in Hakaras HaTov to the Shir. We thank Rabbi Bruckheimer very much and all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding again at the Mishnah on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss the different levels of. First, we're going to discuss the halacha that while the kapara is being achieved, no one else is allowed to be in the kodesh, in a certain area of the kodesh. And we're going to discuss exactly where no one else is allowed to be and when no one else is allowed to be there. During which avoda is nobody else allowed to be there? That's going to lead us into a discussion of the different levels of kedusha that you have in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah tells us that there are eser kedushos hein. Are all of those eser kedushos d'oraisa? Are some of them only a kedusha on a d'rabbanan level? So we're going to elaborate on those eser kedushos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss again the din of the prisha between the ulam and the mizbeach. And the Gemara is going to explain the chilukim that you have between the shovel that they use on Yom Kippur and the shovel that they use during the rest of the year. The Mishnah already spoke about that, so the Gemara is going to elaborate on that din, on the difference between them, and then it's going to discuss at the end of the daf what they would do with the gechalim that spilled out at the time that they poured from one shovel into the other shovel, because if you recall, the Mishnah said that typically during the year when they would use two shovels, they would shovel out with a gigantic shovel, with a very big shovel, and then empty it out into a much smaller shovel. So that means that there are a lot of coals that are going somewhere that are not landing in the shovel. And the Gemara is going to elaborate on the difference in the way the shovels were made for Yom Kippur and for the rest of the year. So the end of the daf is going to discuss a lot about the shovels, which is really what the topic of the Mishnah was. So let's begin the Gemara. So the Gemara discusses where exactly the person would stand. We discussed how after they would shecht the par, the Kohen Gadol would shecht his par, so they'd catch the blood in a kli, and he'd give it to somebody who would stand there and being memaris and mix around the blood, because he has to go and do the ketores at this point, and if they would just leave the blood sitting there, it would congeal, it would turn into a solid, so they needed someone mixing it around. So we said, v'nosel mishu marispo ala rova ravi shebeheichal, that the person who was being memarispo was standing on the rova ravi shebeheichal. So the Gemara asks, how could it be that the person was standing in the heichal from the time the Kohen Gadol was makdir the ketores, during the time the Kohen Gadol was makdir the ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? V'haksiv, but doesn't the Torah tell me, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippur, v'kol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, that no one is allowed to be in the Ol Moed, and the pasuk continues, bivo lechaper b'kodesh ad seiso, when he goes to achieve the kapara, which is presumably means when he goes to be makdir the ketores, nobody's allowed to be in the Ol Moed. The Gemara is going to explain in today's daf, we're going to see it soon, that bivo lechaper b'kodesh means during the Shas HaKadoshim HaKadoshim, so no one's allowed to be in the heichal. How could you have a guy sitting there mixing the blood? Rav Yehuda Tani, no, we should be Gores Shel Heichal. Rova de Ravi does not mean Rova de Ravi inside the Heichal, it means counting outward from the Heichal, from the Pesach of the Heichal, going out. So it turns out the guy who's standing being Memaris is not in the Heichal, he's outside of the Heichal, four rows of stones outside of the Heichal. Outside of the Heichal there was an area of 11 Amos called the Ulam, and the wall of the Ulam was 5 Amos wide, and from the Pesach Ulam until the Mizbeach was another 22 Amos. The layout is all explicit in the third parak and fourth parak of Maseches Midos. The Gemara later in today's daf is going to tell us that there's a suffix whether the Kedushas HaUlam is the same as the Kedushas HaHeichal. The next 11 Amos outside of the Heichal, is that the same Kedusha as the Heichal, or no? Maybe that is the same Kedusha as Beino Ulam V'la Mizbeach. So the Rishonim point out, the Tosas Rid and the Ritva point out, that if you assume that the Kedusha Su'ulam is the same as Kedusha Su'Heichal, then standing four tiles out of the Heichal is not going to help either, because he's still Bakodesh, he's still standing in the same area of Kedusha. So you'd have to say that he's standing in the area Beinu Ulam B'Lamizbeach Berovan Arvi, four rows out beyond the Ulam B'Lamizbeach. And according to the Tzad, the Kedusha Ulam is the same as the Kedusha Beinu Ulam B'Lamizbeach, not the same as the Kedusha Seichel. So then he probably was standing in the Ulam. It all depends on which shita you understand. Siach Yitzchak raises the point, why does the Mishnah assume that the Lashon, why does the Mishnah use the Lashon of Heichel, not just say Rovad Revi Sheba Azara? Like normally when we talk about the Anachas HaMachta, it's in the Azara. So according to the Shita that it was not in the same place, then you understand why the Mishnah changes the Lashon. But if you say that the Maris and the Machta were in the same Rovad, so why did the Mishnah change the Lashon? So you suggest that it could be that we use the Mishnah uses Lashon Heichel to explain the reason why he was not standing bifnim. It's because the avodas haheichal that he had to get out of there, and that's why we highlight the term heichal to highlight why he's not where you would think he would be. Or he suggests, in order to explain that he stood close to the heichal, in order that the Kohen Gadol would come to take the dam in order to sprinkle right near the heichal, he didn't go too far away because the Kohen Gadol would need that dam as near the heichal as possible. So that's why we use the term heichal, because we want him to be accessible to the heichal. We want him to be right near the Heichel. The Meiri raises a different question. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from a different pasuk? Meaning, what pasuk are we quoting? V'kol adam liya ba'olmoid b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh ad seiso. V'yikra perek tazayin pasuk yud zayin. If you go 15 psukim earlier, in pasuk beis, the Torah says, v'al yavo b'chol eis el ha-kodesh, including the Heichel. And that we learn from there that if someone goes in, shalol l'tzorech avodah, to the Heichel, he's in violation of he's chayv malchus. Here's a person who's just mixing the blood. He's just making sure the blood doesn't get congealed. So wouldn't that be a violation of going in shalol tzorech avoda? Furthermore, why does the Torah then have to say v'kol adam liya ba'ol moed? We already said al yavo b'chalei sala kodesh. So he suggests from the pasuk al yavo b'chalei sala kodesh, we might have thought that the isra is only b'derech bia, that a person goes through the normal pesach, and the kohen is memaris would go derech gagus ups. Through the smaller openings that are not b'chal the yisur, or whatever is considered tzorech avoda, bringing the machta or the miris hadam is not included in va'al yavo b'chal yisal kodesh. So that's why the Gemara takes a more explicit pasuk v'kol adam liya ba'al moed, that din is even if you go, it doesn't matter how you got there, even if you go in derech gagos u'psachim katanim, and even if you went in tzorech avoda, you cannot be there while the kohen gadol is achieving the kapara for Klal Yisrael. So the Meiri explains that's why we choose this pasuk. Now the Achronim explain, Rav Yochum Feshel Perlau in his commentary to the Sefer HaMitzvos Rav Sadia Gaon, that din that no one's allowed to be in the Ol Moed at the time of Avodas Pnim is not an Isser on people being there B'Shas Avoda. It's a din in the Avoda, that the Avoda needs to be happening when no one else is around. It's not a din in the people who are there, meaning it's not an Isser in the Torah to be there when the Avoda is happening. It's a din in the avoda, that avoda is only kasher, that avoda is only being done properly if it's being done privately, if nobody is there. And they bring a couple of rayas that must be the case. That first of all of the monei mitzvos, all of the rishonim that count the mitzvos, do not count this as an iser among the 613 mitzvos of not being there when the Kohen Gadol is achieving kapara. Second of all, the Yerushalmi tells us that even the malachim who are called Adam are included in this din. If we're an Isser, there's no way the Malachim have Isurim like this. There's no way that there's an Isser on Malachim to approach. No, but the halacha is that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be doing the Avoda when others are present. Others even includes Malachim. Why is it that nobody's allowed to be there? So Rabbeinu Yosef Bechor Shor explains, it's a din in Emas HaShechina that comes with the Anana Katoras. The pasuk says, Ki ba'anane ra'a la'kaporas. And also that you don't want people to see the base Kach HaKadoshim when the Kohen Gadol enters. So we try to keep the place as empty as possible. So bottom line is that Enochinami, nobody's allowed to be there. The guy that's mixing the blood is not there either. He's on the outside. So now the Gemara discusses this din that nobody's allowed to be there at the time of the Avoda in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Tan Rabban, the Braisa, elaborates on this din. The Pasuk says, V'kol Adam Lo Yebol Moed, that Bevo L'Chabar L'Kodesh HaTzei, so that no one's allowed to be there when the Kohen Gadol goes to achieve the kapara. So the Bryce explains the places that you're not allowed to be. If it just would have said Oel Moed Yachla Filu Ba'Azara, I would think that even in the entire Azara you're not allowed to be. Tamul Omar Ba'Oel Moed. That's why the pasuk says Ba'Oel Moed, that only from the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim are called Oel Moed. Only there you're not allowed to be. So the Bryce explains the if this din is Noheg throughout all of the different places where we had Mishkan and Mikdash, Sa'ein Li Ela Ba'Oel Moed Sheba Midbar. I would only know that this includes the Mishkan in the Midbar, because that's called Oel Moed, because there was no actual, it's an Oel, there was no actual stone structure, it was just the boards and the Urios, the covering of the Urios, which is an Oel. But Shiloh, Ubeis Olamim, but the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, and the Beis HaMikdash that was in Yerushalayim, meaning the Bayis Rishon that Shlomo HaMelech built, and the Bayis Sheni, and the Bayis HaAsali Banos, the Bayis Shlishi, are all called Beis Olamim, because one is a replacement for the next. So they're all included in that one general term called Beis Olamim Minayin. How do I know that there's a din prisha b'shas avoda by those things as well? Tamalomar b'kodesh. That's why the pasuk says b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh, that wherever we have a kodesh, there's a din of prisha b'shas avoda, and that includes Mishkan Shiloh and Beis Olamim. The Acharim raised the question: why didn't we mention Nova Givon? Normally, when we give all the examples of the places where we had a Mishkan or a Mikdash, we not only mention Midbar and Shiloh, we mention Nova Givon as well. The Mikdash was there for 57 years in between Mishkan Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So the Klechemda, the Mikdash David, suggests that Novan Givon didn't have an Aron, like the Gemara says in Zvachim, and therefore they would not sprinkle the Hazaos between the Badim of the Aron. Even in Bayesheni, they didn't have an Aron, but nevertheless in Bayesheni there would be Mazeh B'makom HaAron, the Gemara Menachos says. So that was only, but that din was only in Bayesheni, where Mikra Adin, there really should have been an Aron. It's just that the Aron was Nignaz, and that's why there was you had a shame makom aron, as opposed to Nova Givon, there was no aron that needed to be there, because it was in Kiryas Ya'arim, and there was no place that was Makudash for the aron, and therefore there were no hazaos that were done there, and the Ketoris of Tanai Vilifnim also didn't happen, because there was no din of Kodesh HaKadashim, meaning Nova Givon was fundamentally different, it didn't have a Kodesh HaKadashim, so they didn't have these avodos in Nova Givon. But the machlokas is, if Nova Givon, they would bring the power in the seir, or since they can't be the Hazaos Lufnai Vilufnim, maybe they didn't bring the Paran Seira at all in Nova Givon. So that's the discussion that the Achronim have. That's why the Gemara doesn't mention this halacha, because you didn't have when he goes the Kodesh Lechaper in Nova Givon. So Nova Givon is omitted. Tosas raises a different question. Why does the Braisa assume that this would only apply in the Mishkan, but to be Memait Beis Olamim, which is the Beis HaMikdash? In general, in Shas, we assume that the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim has the same halachos as the Mishkan in the Midbar. Whenever we say in the Torah a din of the Mishkan in the Midbar, we always assume that it applies the Beis Olamim as well. We generally don't need a special pasuk to identify that it applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well. So Tosin Dibra Maschul B'Shilo suggests that the reason the Braisa assumes to be Memayit Shilo and Beis Olamim from the word Ol Moed is only because Ol Moed, the words Ol Moed are extra. And even though Lechor it's not extra, because the Braisa darshans from there to be Memayit the rest of the Azara, but the Braisa means to ask, how do I know that Ol Moed is coming to be Ma'at Azara? Maybe it's coming to be Ma'at Beis Olamim. So the Bryce says, no, there's a special rebuy in the pasuk that includes Beis Olamim. Memela, you need to use Ol Moed to be Ma'at Azara, and not to be Ma'at Beis Olamim. So now the Bryce explains, during which avodos do you have this dinner of Prisha? Eini, Ela B'Shas Haktara, B'Shas Matan Damim Minayin. I would only know about the time of the Haktara Saktaras. How do I know when he does the Matan Damim of the Par in the Seir Shal Yom HaKippurim, where he's mazeh the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and on the Peroches and on the Mizbeach Hazav? How do I know that during those avodos there's a din of prisha from the Heichal as well? No one's allowed to be there. Tamal Omer Bevo Lechaper. It says Bevo Lechaper B'Kodesh, that even at the time of Kapara that's done by the sprinkling of the dam, there's a din of prisha, because the word Lechaper is otherwise extra, so it must be that it's referring to the avodos Adam. Ein li ela b'knisaso. I would only know that that's true when he goes in to do the avodos Lefnai V'Lefnim, and while he's actually doing the avodos, but b'yitziyaso minayin, how do I know that even when he's on his way out from doing the avodos, that no one is allowed to be there? Tamalomer ad say so. That's what the pasuk says. Ad say so, that the din of prisha continues until he till after he leaves. So the pasuk continues v'chiper ba'do uva ad beso uva ad kol kal Yisrael. So the pasuk tells us about the vidui that he would say on the par in the sir mishtalech. So kaparaso kadamus the kaparas beso. What you see from the pasuk is that the kapara of the Kohen Gadol precedes the kapara for his wife, because it's ba'do first, and then it's ba'd beso, but kaparas beso kodamus the kaparas echav kohanim. The kapara for his household comes before the kapara for all the other kohanim, because it's ba'd beso and then ba'd kol kal yisrael. The kaparas, meaning, and then he says about his, the other kohanim, kaparas echav kohanim, kodamus the kaparas kol kal yisrael. That first himself, and then his wife, and then his the other kohanim, and that all of those viduyim are done on the par, and then he's going to be misvada on the sir mishtaleach for the rest of Klal Yisrael as well. So the Gemara explains why the Pashto of the Pasuk is speaking about Haktaras. We're talking about Kapara. Who said anything about Haktaras? Samar Mar, Ein Li Ela B'Shas Haktara. We just said, oh, I only see from the Pasuk that there's not allowed to be anyone there at the time that he's being maktir the Haktaras. My Mashma, where do you see that it's talking about Haktaras? It says Kapara. Doesn't Kapara, isn't Kapara always associated with Dam? That when you're Zorek Dam, that's when there's going to be Kapara. Why are we assuming that Kapara is associated with Ketores? So Amar Rav, V'chein Amar Bitzel Bar Avdimi, V'chein Amar Blazer, Amar Kra, V'chiper Bado, Bad Beis, Bad Kol Kal Yisrael. Ezu Kapara Sheshav Alol, Beis Olech V'konim, Kol Kal Yisrael. What Kapara is the same for all of those groups of people? The Kapara of the Matan Dam is not the same for everybody, because the Par is Mechaper for the Kohen Gadol and for the other Kohanim. The Seal Hashem of Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper for the rest of Kal Yisrael, for Tumas Mikdash Kedosh. The Seer Mishtaleach is Mekapar for the rest of Klal Yisrael for other Averos. So it's not the same Kapara when it comes to when it comes to the Matan Dam. When it comes to actual animals, the Par achieves Kapara for Kohanim, the Seir achieves Kapara for Klal Yisrael, and the other Seir achieves Kapara, different Kapara for Klal Yisrael. So where do we have a single act that's Mechapar for all of these groups of people? Haviyomer Zaktaras Aktaras. That's only the Ketores. The Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is Mechaper for everybody equally. And that's why we work with the assumption, the Braisa works with the assumption, that when we say Bibo Lechaper, that he's going to achieve Kapara for all of these people, it must be referring to Ketores. Ketores Mechaperes? But is that true that Ketores even comes for the sake of Kapara? Is that what the function of Ketores is? Says Mar in. It's exactly what the function of Ketores is. Datani Rabbi Chananya, Lamanu L'Ketores Mechaperes. I know that Ketores Mechaperes Shneemar, because the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Korach, when there was a Magefa in Klal Yisrael, that what happened, that Aaron went and he ran to the Kal and the Negev, and he brought Ketores, and that was Mechaper for Klal Yisrael. So you see that Ketores has the Koach HaMechaper. It has the ability to be Mechaper. V'etana Dever Rabbi Shmuel, and Dever Rabbi Shmuel taught on Ma Ketores Mechaperes. What Avera is Ketores Mechaper for? A Lashon Hara, for the Yisra of Lashon Hara. So Yavo Dover Shebechashai, and it makes sense that it will be Mechaper for Lashon Hara, because something that comes in secret, where no one else is allowed to be there at the time of the Ketores, that's our din that we're discussing right now, that everybody has to be away when he's being Makti of the Ketores. So that which comes in secret comes, and is V'yichaper al Maisa Chashai, is Mechaper and Lashon Hara, which is normally told in secrets. People whisper Lashon Hara because they don't want the person they're speaking about to hear them. So the Maisa Korach was a Magefa that happened because of Lashon Hara. So Atem Amitim as HaMashem. So therefore it's the Kapara that happened with the Maisa Korach was through the Ketores. Why is it called Davar Shebechashai? So again, Rashi explains it's called Davar Shebechashai that because no one is allowed to be there. Like the Ketores called Davar Shebechashai because it's allowed to be there, like our Gemara says. The Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains that it's called Davar Shebechashai because it's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim L'fnai V'lifnim. Tos Rosh and Tos Yishanim raise the question, why is the Ketores considered Davar Shebechashai more than everything else that's done L'fnai V'lifnim? The Matan Dam and the Heichal. By the Matan Dam and the Heichal, no one's allowed to be there either. And it's also lefnai v'lefnim. Isn't that also davar shebechashai? Why isn't that what's mechaper for lashon hara? So they answer in the name of the Riva that matan dam they would be mona bepiv achas shtayim by the ketores. He didn't say anything, so it was really bechashai, and that's why it's considered more bechashai than the matan dam. And they then quote Rabbeinu Elchanan, who suggests that even the matan dam is considered davar shebechashai, but legabe the matan dam, the Torah says what the kapara is. By the ketores, it doesn't say what it's mechaper for, so therefore it leaves it open to for us to say that it's perhaps mechaper for lashon hara. In Rav Yerucham Frischel Perla and Rav Sadikon, he explains the chiluk between ketores and matan dam based on the geder din prisha, which is a din in the avoda that's done at a time when no one's allowed to be there. And if a person did the avoda when someone was there, so there's a chiluk between the ketores and the matan dam. That ketores, since it's mefurish in the pasuk, it's ma'akiv the avoda. If you do the ketores while somebody's there, that's going to be ma'akiv the avoda. Avodas Yom Kippur is chuk. As opposed to matan adamim, which we learn from the riboy of lechaper, so that's only a din lechatchila if somebody else is there. It's not going to pasul b'diavad. So that's why the ketores is considered more of a davar shebechashai, because the fact that it's bechashai matters more by ketores than it does by the matan dam, because it's even makiv b'diavad by the ketores. It's not going to be makiv b'diavad when it comes to the matan dam. Period. So now we begin a new sugya. So we're going to discuss the din of prisha from the part of the azara between the ulam and the mizbech, and the azaras and the mikdash, the different levels of kedusha that they had. That first you start with the Ezra's Nashim in the 135 amos area of the azara, and then comes the azara where the heichal, which was 187 amos, and that we're going to go through the different levels of kedusha. So Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah Masech Kalim that tells us that in five ways Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is similar to the Heichal, that Bali Mumin and Puri Rosh and Shesui Yayin and people who didn't have Kiddush Adayim Braglayim are not allowed to enter there. So and the fifth thing is Parshim Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach B'Shas Haktara. The fifth way that Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach is similar to the Heichal is that no one is allowed to be there Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach at the Shas Haktara, just like you're not allowed to be in the Heichal. So I'm Rabbi Lazar, Lo Shanu El B'Shas Haktara the Heichal. That din that you're not allowed to be between the Mizbech is only when they were mocked here on the Mizbech HaPnimi in the Heichal each morning and afternoon, every single day, because since the Makom HaKtara was so close to the area Bein Ulam Mizbech, so you have to clear out that area. Aval B'Shas HaKtara Delefnai Delefnim, but the Shas HaKtara of the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim that happened Lefnai Delefnim, so then Meheichal Parshi Bein Ulam Mizbech Lo Parshi. Then you had to stay out of the Heichal, but you didn't have to stay out of the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech. That was far enough away from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that they were allowed to be in that area. So the Gemara asks an Ablazer from a Braisa that explains the din of Prisha at the time of Matan Dam of the Karbanos that were on the Mizbech HaPanimi. So Masav Ravad Barav Va'Armi Lakadi, and some say without any name of a Chacham, that they just raised the following Braisa, that Rabbi Yossi Yomer Keshem Shaparshin Bein Ulam L'Mizbech B'Shas Haktara, just like they emptied out the area between the Ulam and the Mizbech at the time of the Haktara, so too they would empty out the area between the Ulam and Mizbech at the time of the Matan Dam of the par that the Kohen Gadol brings when he matirs in Isser Kares and the people follow this psak, and Upar Elm Davar Shel Tzibur, and the par that they bring when they were shoging and the Tzibur was shoging and violated one of the Yisurim that Yechayiv Kares on based on the Hora'a of Beis Din that mistakenly passed in that way, and when they would bring a Si'ir Lechat that the Tzibur brings when they made Bishogig violated Avodah Zarah based on a hara of Beis Din again that made a mistake that said that there was no Isser in doing this particular act, that they have to bring a Par Liol and a Si'ir Lechatas. So these three things, the Par other than the Par and the Si'ir of Yom Kippurim, are called the Parim Anisrafim and the Si'ir Anisrafim, where they would not be Zorik the Dam and the Mizbeach HaChitzon like all other Kabanos. There would be Mazeh in the Heichal Sheva Pa'amim Keneged the Paroches that separates between the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they would put on the dam, on the Karnos Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then they would be Maktir, the Chalavim, on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, and the rest of it they would burn outside of the Machnas. So at the time of the sprinkling of this Dam, there's a Din of Prisha from the Heichal and from the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, just like there's a Din of Prisha at the time of the Azaz Adam of the Parvasir Shal Yom HaKippurim. So says Gemara, Hamam Mali Yesh Ben Heichal Ben Ulam Mizbeach, but what's the Maila in the Din Prisha that you have in the Heichal more so than between the Ulam and Mizbeach? Ella, Shebe Heichal Parshin Bein B'Shas Aktara Bein Shalom B'Shas Aktara. It must be that in the Heichal you have to be Parish both at the time of the Aktara and even at the time of the Matan Dam, Lefnai V'Lefnim. Mi Bein Ulam Mizbeach in Parshin Ella B'Shas Aktara. But be the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, you only have to empty out from there at the time of the Aktara. But when it's Shalom B'Shas Aktara, when it's the time of the Matan Dam of the Par and the Seer of Yom HaKippurim that are done Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to separate from that area. You don't have to empty out that area. B'Shas Aktara Mi Aparshi. But bottom line is, you see, what the Brice is telling us is that during the Shas Aktara, even the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach has to be emptied out. So my love B'Shas Aktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, doesn't that mean to tell me that even when the Kohen Gadol is being Makdir the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom HaKippurim, not only does the Heichal have to be emptied out, but even the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach has to be emptied out, just like the Shalom B'Shas Aktara that we spoke about, that they don't separate me ben Ulam and Mizbeach, means the Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim. So it's a Kasher Reb Lazar who said that B'Shas Aktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, they don't separate between the Ulam and Mizbeach, they don't empty out of the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach. So it says, well, no, the Brisa doesn't mean, when it says Shas Aktara, it doesn't mean Lefnai V'Lefnim, it means B'Shas Aktara DeHeichal. It means that when the Haktar is happening in the Heichal, that's when you have to empty out the area Bein Ulam Mizbeach. That's what the beginning of the Brisa sounds like. Hashem Shaparashim Rebein Ulam Mizbeach, the Brisa said B'Shas Aktara, so too their Poresh B'Shas Matan Par Kohen Mashiach, that just like the Matan Dam is in the Heichal, so too the Shas Aktara that we're talking about is a Haktara that's in the Heichal, not a Haktara that's Lefnai V'Lefnim. But B'Shas Aktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to empty out the area between the Ulam Mizbeach. Rabbi Lazar is 100% correct. So, if that's true, that when they're being mocked to the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't empty out the area between the Ulam Mizbeach, Hamam Maila V'Sulo Ha'ika Hamaila. We said the only Maila that you have in the Din of Prisha that you have in the Heichal that you don't have between the Ulam Mizbeach is only Shalom B'Shas Aktara. Meaning at the time that you're being Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, that's the only difference. When you're being Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, when you're doing the Matnos Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, then you don't have to empty out the area Bein Ulam V'Mizbeach. But what about when you're being makti the ktores? Dila meheichal parshi bein b'shas aktara didei bein b'shas aktara dila lefnai v'lefnim. The heichal has to be emptied out whenever you're being makti anything. Whether you're being makti in the heichal, you're being makti lefnai v'lefnim. Vilim bein ulam mizbech lo parshi el b'shas aktara the heichal. Whereas the area bein ulam mizbech only needs to be emptied out when they're being makti in the heichal each and every day, not when they're doing the aktara lefnai v'lefnim. So answers the gemara now hakatani. The Brisa says, El Shebeheichal Parshin Bein B'Shas Aktara Bein Shalom B'Shas Aktara. It means whether the Shas Aktara Shebeheichal and Bein Shalom B'Shas Aktara Shebeheichal, but rather the Shas Aktara of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Not like we thought in the Havamina that Shalom B'Shas Aktara means the Shas Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim. Shalom B'Shas Aktara means Shalom B'Shas Aktara in the Heichal, which is the Shas Aktara of Lefnai V'Lefnim. Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach Ein Parshin El B'Shas Aktara. Whereas Bein Ulam L'Mizbeach, you're only going to be Parish when you do the Haktara in the Heichal, but when you do either the Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim or the Haktara Lefnai V'Lefnim, then you don't have to empty out the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks, if Shas Avodah Lefnai V'Lefnim, there's no din of emptying out the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, whether it's when you're doing the Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, whether you're being Makta the Ktoris Lefnai V'Lefnim. So why does the Brisa, when it describes the Maila that you have in the Heichal over Bein Ulam and Mizbeach, does it only describe the Maila Legabe the Ketoris Lefnai V'Lefnim? Ve'ika HaMaila, there's another Maila about the area Bein Ulam Mizbeach. Dila Meheichal Parshi Bein B'Kedusha Didei, they're Poresh from the Heichal, whether it be at the time of the Matan Dam in the Heichal, Bein B'Kedusha Didei Lefnai V'Lefnim, or at the time of Matan Dam in the Kodesh HaKadashim. Ve'ilim Bein Ulam Mizbeach Lo Parshi El B'Kedusha Didei Heichal, whereas the area between the Ulam and Mizbeach, they're only Poresh during the Shas Matan Dam in the Heichal. But if you say against asked Rabbi Lazar that there's a din of prisha mi ben ulam lezbech even when they're being maktir lefnai v'lefnim, and it's only the matan dam lefnai v'lefnim that they're not going to be poresh. It would turn out that we only have this one maila of the heichal klape the area ben ulam lezbech, and the Bryce is telling me that the ketores lefnai v'lefnim would require people to empty out from the heichal and not to empty out from the area ben ulam lezbech. So Amar Rava shem prisha achasi. Rava says no, the din of prisha the shas ketores and the din of prisha the shas matan dam is all the same din. So once the Bryce identifies that one chilik between the heichal on the one hand and ben ulam lezbech on the other hand, that at the time of the Aktaris Lefnai V'Lefnim, you're allowed to be in the area Bein Olam L'Mizbech, Mimela, I know that also at the time of the Matan Dam Lefnai V'Lefnim, you're allowed to be Bein Olam L'Mizbech, because it's all the same thing. So the Gemara says, where do I see the source of this idea that at the time of the Matan Dam of the Parim and the Sirim and the Srafim, that there's a din of Prisha? So Amar Mar, we said in the Brisa earlier that just like their Porish Mi Bein Olam L'Mizbech at the time of Haktara, kach porshin b'shas matan parko in Mashiach u'parel and davishal tzibur usi revel schavim. When it comes to those three karbanos that come about because of averus that were violated based on the say so of very great people or batei din, that there's at the time of the matan dam of those karbanos that you have to empty out the area of the heichal seminalan. How do I know that? And the area of beit olam mizbech seminalan. How do I know that din? The din of priesthood that it says in the pasuk kol adam liya ba'ol moed b'vol lechaper b'kodesh had say so is only talking about the Ketores and the Matan Dam of Yom Kippur. So how do I know that it includes these Karbanos as well? So I'm right, Pidas, Asya Kapara Kapara mi Yom HaKippurim. We have a limud of Kapara Kapara from Yom HaKippurim, Gzera Shava, that by the din of Prisha, by Matan Dam and Yom HaKippurim, it says Bevol Chaper. So we learn that there's a din of Prisha B'Shas Matan Dam of the Par and the Seir of Yom HaKippurim, and by other Parim and Seir and Esrafim, it also says Lashon of Kapara. By the Seir it says v'chipar hakohen al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael. By the parum davar shel tzibur, it says v'chipar aleihem hakohen. And by the parkohen Mashiach, even though it doesn't use the lashon of kapara, we learn it from the parum davar because it says v'asal par kasher asal par chatas kein yasalav v'chipar aleihem hakohen v'nisachlem. It associates the two together. So from that, the pasuk is talking about the parkohen Mashiach as well. So we learn from there that the shas matan dam of all of these three karbanos, there's also a din of prisha. So while the din of prisha is only mefurash when it talks about the Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim, we have a limud, kapara kapara, that there's also a din of prisha that you have to stay away from the heichal when we're achieving these other kaparas as well. So now the Gemara discusses this din of prisha from the area Bein Ulam Lemizbech. Amar Avach Bar Ava, from the fact that the Mishnah Maseches Kelim tells us that you have to empty out the area between the Ulam Lemizbech and the rest of the Azara you don't have to empty out, Shema Mina Malos Daraisa. We see from here that all the different milos that the Mishnayos and Maseches Kelim go through, that you have in the Beis Hamikdash, it goes through the different levels of Kedusha that you have in the Beis Hamikdash. You have Harabayis is Mekudosh, then the city of Yerushalayim, because Zavim and Zavos and Yoldos are not allowed to enter into the Harabayis while they are allowed to enter into the city of Yerushalayim. Then the Chel is more Mekudosh, because Gerim and Tamimais are not allowed to enter the Chel. Then the Ezras Nashim is more Mekudosh, because the Tvul Yom is not allowed to enter the Ezras Nashim. And the Ezras Yisrael is Mekudash as Mimena, because the Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to enter there. Ezras Kohanim is Mekudash Mimena, because Yisraelim are not allowed to enter there unless they need to do a smicha or a shchit or a tenufa. They're otherwise not allowed to enter that area, the Ezras Kohanim. Bein Ulam Mizbech is more Mekudash than that, because Bali Mumin and Puri Rosh are not allowed to enter there. The Heichal is more Mekudash than that, because without Rechitzis Yadayim Raglayim, you're not allowed to enter there. Kodesh HaKadoshim is the most Kadosh, because only the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, B'Shas Avoda, is allowed to enter there. So all of those levels are Daraisa. V'hachi Gemiri. And this is a Mesora that the Chamed Alach al Moshe Misinai, that each level of Kedusha is higher than the previous level of Kedusha. Because if we're going to assume that these divisions of Kedusha are only a Din Rabbanan, but Minat Torah, the area Bein Olam Lemizbech and the rest of the Azara are all one level of Kedusha, then Maishna Bein Olam Lemizbech Dilma Mikra Va'ilu Mikula Azar Namin Nefeshu Dilma Mikra Va'ilu. Why would it be that Bein Olam Lemizbech Chamor Gozer, you're not allowed to be there there when they're doing the ketores, when they're doing the matan dam of certain karbanos, bein olam mizbeach, you're not allowed to be there. Maybe the concern obviously is that they're afraid you're going to enter the heichal. Well, then you should have to empty out the whole azara. Maybe you're going to come, you'll enter the heichal, because minat Torah, if the area bein olam mizbeach minat Torah is the same as the rest of the azara, so whatever the rabbanon are going to be gozer not to be bein olam mizbeach, they should also be gozer not to be in the entire azara. Elamite must be that even on a daraisa level, there's a chilik between the area bein olam mizbeach and the rest of the azara. So when the rabbanon came along and said not to be bein olam mizbeach, they didn't have to also say not to be in the rest of the azara. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that the differences are the rabbanon differences. That midaraisa it's all one kedusha, and the reason they weren't gozer on the rest of the azara and they were only gozer on olam mizbeach is as follows: bein olam mizbeach kimin d'lo mafsid mid. There's nothing standing in the way between the area of the Ulam Zbech and the area of the Heichal. So Lomin Karamilsa. So it's very likely someone will just walk right into the Heichal. But Azara, Kivin Dika Mizbech Achitza and the Mafsik, Min Karamilsa. But if you're in the rest of the Azara, when you see the Mizbech, you're going too far. So there's a physical barrier there that will remind you. So the Rabbanan didn't need to make such a din. So Gemara discusses Amar Rava Shema Mina Kedush Zulim VeHeichal Chad Milsihi. We see that it's one kedusha, that the Beis HaMikdash was 100 amos long, and it's the area bein ulam and the kedushas ulam and the heichal are one thing. So the chamor goes there to be porish bein ulam l'mizbeach, that the ulam also has kedushas heichal, because the din of prisha is min haTorah is really only in the heichal. D'isal kedai shtei kedushas hein. If we're going to assume that there are two kedushas, the kedushas heichal is independent from the kedusha the ulam. So ulam gufei gezerah. The idea of being porish from the ulam itself is not min haTorah. It's only gezerah midrabanan, because the pasuk just says v'kol adam liyah ba'ol moed. So if only the heichal is included in that, then the ulam is only a din drabanan. So then, v'nekam v'nigzar gzerah l'gzerah. We're going to make a gzerah that not only do you have to stay out of the ulam, which is only a din drabanan, but you have to stay out of the area bein ulam mizbeach. We're going to make a din drabanan on top of an already existing din drabanan. So no. So isn't that a raya? Therefore, that the ulam itself is the same as the heichal. So says Gemara, lo ulam uvein ulam mizbeach chad kedushi. The ulam itself and the area bein ulam mizbeach is one kedusha, and therefore it's not a gzera, because the area bein ulam mizbeach is included in the kedushas ulam, but heichal v'ulam shtei kedushas. But it could be that the heichal and the ulam are considered to be two separate kedushas. Okay, so now we go back to explaining our Mishnah. We said the differences between the shovel that they used on Yom Kippurim and the shovel that they use the rest of the year. So b'kol yom ha'yichad b'shal kesef. So we said that throughout the rest of the year they would use a silver shovel and empty the coals into a golden shovel. So my time, why is it that they would wouldn't use a gold shovel the rest of the year? Because the Torah chasal, monam shal Yisrael, the Torah is being makbid that we shouldn't lose too much money. You shovel too many coals with a gold shovel. The gold shovel is going to get ruined. It's going to be very costly. Vayom chosa b'shal zav u'bahaya machnes. But in Yom Kippurim, they used a gold shovel, and that's what they would go lefnai v'lefnim with. That was to the Kohen Gadol, would go lefnai v'lefnim with. My time, why dafka in Yom Kippurim would they do differently, and they would use a gold shovel? Mishum chul shod the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur is fasting. He's doing a lot of work that day, so they had to be makil on him, not to make him do too much extra. So he wouldn't have to empty. This way, it takes away one extra avoda. He doesn't have to empty coals from one shovel to the next, because he's exhausted anyway. So now the Gemara explains what they would do with the coals that would spill out when they would pour from the larger shovel into the smaller shovel. V'kolyam b'shal arba'as kavim. He said normally the shovel that they would scoop out with was 4 kavim, and then they'd emptied it into a shovel that was only 3 kavin. Or Rabbi Yossi said that they would use a shovel that was a sa'a, which is 6 kavin, and empty it into a 3 kav shovel. So Tana, the Mishnah Maseches Tama, teaches us that when they would pour the gechalim from the 4 kav shovel into the 3 kav shovel, nispazu lo kav gechalim. So a kav of coals landed on the ground. So mechabdon na'ama. So they would sweep it into the ama, into the waterway that went through the Beis HaMikdash to clean out the azara, in order that Kohanim shouldn't step on burning hot coals and burn their feet off. So Tani Chada, Kav, Vetani Idach, kabayim. One brisa says that there was a kav of gecholim that landed on the ground. Another brisa says that there were two kavim of gecholim that landed on the ground. So bishlam achtani kav rabbanim. Kav makes sense, because if you start, the shita of the rabbanim was they emptied from a four kav shovel into a three kav shovel. That means that there's a kav extra. El achtani kabayim. Why would, which shita would ever say that there are two kav of gecholim? Money. Lo rabbanim, lo rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, there should have been three kav extra, because they emptied from a six kav shovel into a three kav shovel. So I'm Rav Chisda, Rabbi Shlomo Menoshe Rabbi Yochum and Broki. Titani Rabbi Shlomo Menoshe Rabbi Yochum and Broki. Omer Bishal Kabayim Hayamachnis. That the golden shovel that he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with was only two kav. So they'd empty from a four kav shovel into a two kav shovel, which means two kavs of coals are on the floor. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Tem Rabbi Yossi. No, we might even be saying like Rabbi Yossi. Vach Kamer. Bechol Yom Ayichot Bishal Saw Midbaris. It would carry a saw, which is six kav, but based on the midbar way of measuring a kav, that what they were knowing in the midbar, when they got to Yerushalayim, they were mosif alamidos by 1/6. So a saw a Yerushalmis was larger than a saw midbaris by 1/6. So the saw midbaris was really only five kav in Yerushalmios. So they were really empty. When we said a six kav shovel, it really means a five kav shovel. Umaru the tok shloshes kav in Yerushalmios, and then they poured that into a shovel that was shloshes kav in Yerushalmios. So therefore, it was a three kav discrepancy. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up from there, where we're going to describe the how the shovel looked differently on Yom Kippurim than it did throughout the rest of the year. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Okay, have a nice one.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Take care.